For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Word Radio.
On this episode of Warbird Radio, we're kicking off our month-long series on safety, as we do every month of March. And joining me today is Dr. Ian Robertson. He's the author of The Winner Effect and a number of other books associated with the brain. He's a neuroscientist and a clinical psychologist and professor of psychology at Trinity College of Dublin. Dr. Robertson, thanks for being here. Let's dive right into this. Why do normally disciplined pilots do dumb things?
We're all products of the situation that we're in. So, you know, if we're at a formal wedding or funeral, formally dressed, there's a whole set of behaviors we can and will not engage in. So there's a set of implicit rules that get activated in our brains that limit what we do. If we go to meeting our friends in a sports bar on a Friday night or a Saturday night, there's a very different set of rules. So everything we do as human beings is regulated by what we call perceived norms. What do we perceive to be the norm here? People also vary in a variable called conscientiousness. We've all heard, we all know what conscientious is, but there is a personality variable called conscientiousness. And some people are very good at sticking to the rules when they think other people are watching, when they're in the situation where these rules apply, but they're less liable to do that if they go to a situation where the rules don't apply. And so some pilots in different situations from the ones they're normally flying in will go in and in their mind will be activated, here there's a different set of rules going on here. And that gives them a liberation. So it would tend to be the less conscientious pilots, the ones who are less likely to behave even when no one is watching, if you like.
That's so fascinating. The Winner Effect is the name of your book, The Science of Success and How to Use It. What is so fascinating to me about the neuroscience behind this, the stuff that you have really studied and made a career out of, is this idea that power affects the brain in such a dramatic way. And we see it in nature. We see it in all varieties of life. Talk to me about how power impacts the brain.
Yes, power is one of the fundamental human motivations. The other two are achievement and acceptance by other people. But power, which is linked to control, is the having control not only over your own life, but, you know, in great power, having control over the lives of other people. And when you experience this, in people who have an appetite for power, and not everyone does, when you're given some power, for instance, to impress thousands of people with the way you fly or with celebrity or with admiration, it actually releases testosterone in the body. It does in both men and women, but men have more testosterone than women on average, so it has bigger effects on men. And testosterone, in turn, releases dopamine in the brain's feel-good network. And that has a number of effects. It lifts your mood, it lowers your anxiety, and it makes you... The trouble is, in extreme forms, when it gets too much dopamine released, when you have too much power, it reduces your perception of risk, which will be very relevant to you and your listeners. It reduces your perception of risk and makes you more impulsive. And so many of the brain's neurotransmitters have this upside-down U-shaped function where too little or too much and your brain underperforms. And when any of us are involved in some competitive event, even playing chess, you get an increase in testosterone in response to the competition. And this increases your motivation and increases your likelihood of success, actually, if you because of the dopamine effects in your brain, which help your brain perform better. However, when you get too much power, too much success, you get distorting effects that distort judgment, makes you more impulsive, makes you less risk aware, and makes you more likely to do bad things or dangerous things.
So a pilot who already has, I'm just going to say it, some of our pilots have inflated egos. They know who they are.
Yes.
But if you already have this inflated ego, and then you factor in all of these adoring fans, this is something that you really have to watch out for. And it's not necessarily a personality flaw. It could just be, as you've said, a chemical that is perhaps imbalanced.
Yes. Power acts in a very similar way to cocaine on the brain. So, if you have too much power in the brain when you perform, it can be as if you're taking a drug. And none of us want to take drugs when we want to do, we want to perform really well. And so there are risks equivalent to flying while taking drugs, flying while having too much power in your brain, if you like.
You gave some research in a talk that I watched with you featured in it. And you gave this example of the football game, the soccer match. And I believe it was between Italy and Brazil. This happens quickly, and that was the point here. This is not something that takes a long time to grip your mind, does it?
No, in fact, this was the World Cup final in California in 1994, I think, and Italy and Brazil were playing. But some clever researchers went to a couple of sports bars in Atlanta, Georgia, in fact, and they took saliva samples from a group of Brazilian fans and a group of Italian fans before and after the match. And what they found was that the testosterone levels of the Brazilian fans went up after the victory of Brazil, and the testosterone levels of the Italian fans went down. So these are very, very rapid effects. And testosterone is a hugely powerful hormone in the brain. It has powerful effects on how our brains function. And so even just watching a football game, a soccer game, can even just entering a competitive situation, even just walking, a chess player just walking into a match to sit down will experience a rise in testosterone. And if they don't, they're probably not going to perform quite as well as if they do. But it's all like all these brain chemicals, it's all a matter of balance. Because in most hormones and brain chemicals, too much can have as bad effect as too little.
Is there a way to prevent this?
Well, we know that the only constraints on power on the brain are the governance and rules, and that's in the political domain. That's elections, law, legal constrictions, free journalism, etc., and internal ones, which is a moral or professional or other code that's in your brain. And these moral or legal or internalized rules actually dampen down the hormonal response to power and make it less addictive. So that's why, I mean, certain people will perform safely in one location where they perceive the rules to apply, but if they have not internalized codes of conduct in their minds, when they go to another location, they're going to be freed up from that external constraint. They'll be relying only on their internal constraints, which are not there.
If someone is susceptible to this, there's likely something in their own internal code. So the best practice to not fall victim to this power effect, if you will, is to go in there and know ahead of time what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
Yeah. People can create their own rules. They can you can go to that new situation and just say to yourself, the risk here is that because there are a different set of rules I perceive applying here, the risk is that when I get exhilarated and into the flow, that I might forget these rules, because it's all I'm all relying in my head having the rules. They're not outside me in this location. And so what I'm going to have to do is talk myself. Self-talk is a great way of doing this. Talk myself in advance, in my mind's eye, imagine myself up there, keep reminding myself of the rules, talk to myself as if I was a pilot instructor sitting behind myself, and keep the rules in mind in order to keep yourself safe and other people safe.
I think the most important question here that I had is, what does this do to empathy? Because our audience is our most precious asset at any aerial display, any aerial event. Yeah. The folks who show up, they're unassuming, they come there to have a good time, and they just want to experience this most magical thing that is flight. And we have to protect them, and we have a really great track record of protecting them here in the United States. But does this affect empathy toward the innocent audience there, if you will?
It does. Power makes you self-focused. Great power makes you self-focused. You're focused on your goals, and when it gets overheated, it creates a kind of narcissism and a focus on achieving your goals. And what it does is it actually inhibits the brain circuits linked to self-awareness and to empathy. So not only empathy gets degraded, so you don't think, it's harder for you to actually put yourself in someone else's shoes, but you also don't see yourself as others see you. You know, when you're in that frame of mind, you know, so that's why dictators who are autocrats, who are, you know, huge amounts of power, sometimes appear ridiculous to other people. They have little self-awareness. They don't need self-awareness because they have so much power. So that's the phenomenon of narcissistic power intoxication, is it diminishes both your empathy and your self-awareness. And that poses risks for everyone involved.
You have to get a copy of his book, The Winner Effect, The Science of Success and How to Use It. And I might add properly to that, but Dr. Ian Robertson, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Warbird Radio.
Welcome back to Warbird Radio. Today, we're continuing our conversation about safety. We're talking to Braden Lentz. He is the brand director with Lyft Aviation, a guy that has grown up in the safety business. Braden, welcome to Warbird Radio. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate your time today.
I love seeing you down at NWOC the last couple of years, and of course at, you know, places like Oshkosh and Sun and Fun. You got into this in kind of a roundabout way, making helmets and safety gear because of your love of motocross. Can you tell me about that? Let's dive in here a little bit. It's a good backstory.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, obviously, you know, my interest in the sports, extreme sports space started very young. Anything with a motor, you know, gets my gears going. So it's something that not only myself, but our conglomerate of companies has kind of started in the extreme sports space since 1985. You know, I started traveling to racetracks with my father, motocross specifically, when I was younger, just really getting to meet and being involved with top level athletes in the industry. And that got me so interested in everything motocross, everything power sports, and everything protection, so to speak, being kind of tied in as a kid with EVS Sports, which is our extreme sports protection company since 1985, really kind of set my brainwave to, you know, just note that whenever you get on a bike, whenever you get on a scooter, whenever you get on a motorcycle, you know, a helmet is something that should always be a piece of the puzzle. So growing up in that regard, it's been awesome to be a part of Lyft Aviation and have my own motorcycles and hopefully someday have my own plane to be able to experience all of that together. So,
and this was something mom and dad instilled in you. It's a family business, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yep. So my father started in 1998 with, or even before that, with EVS Sports as the sales and marketing director. And so, you know, as a kid going to high school, walking from high school, I answered phones, did spreadsheets, cleaned up the warehouse, did all of that stuff. And just found my way into the family of what our companies had to offer. And it did nothing but interest me, you know, so it's something that, you know, I would be willing to bet my father would tell you, you know, he never planned to have me working for Lyft Aviation or EVS Sports or any of the companies, but I've found myself here and I absolutely love it.
There's nothing good in most airplanes to hit your head on. The data that's out there for, you know, bicycles and concussions with kids, it's plentiful. I mean, everybody knows the horror stories that come from riding the scooter, just like you said, or downhill skiing without a helmet. You just wouldn't do it. But there is this disconnect that comes from getting in your airplane. A lot of folks who fly warbirds in particular, especially the aerobatic guys, they're big into helmets, and the reason is simple, that it is a literal no-brainer to wear one in anything that's vintage military. Talk about that from a safety aspect, why a helmet is so important.
Yeah, of course. You know, for us at Lyft Aviation, our focus is protection in general. So whether somebody is wearing a Lyft helmet, or a Gibson and Barnes, or a FlyHelmets.com, or an MSA, or a Gallet, you're wearing a helmet. And I think that that's the most important thing. Technology set aside, you know, the technology will set the different options apart. But wearing a helmet for us is the most important piece of education that we can pass along to people. Matt, at NWOC, I was talking to you, and one of the examples that I used is 10 years ago at a ski hill, not a single person was wearing a helmet. And now you go to the ski hill and everybody, including the lifty, is wearing a helmet. So, you know, why is that tradition changing, and how can we inspire others in different industries to make those changes for the betterment of their safety, peace of mind, focus in the cockpit, all of those things. So you're completely right, especially in the legacy warbird space. It's something where helmets are, you're either a headset guy or you're a helmet guy. And what kind of sets you apart and where do you make those decisions? So,
yeah. And we hear from guys every year who have had an incident, who have had maybe just a landing that was bungled up. And they all say the same thing. If I hadn't have had my helmet on, you know, I would have had a laceration, or I might not have been here. This is something that we just have to get our head around, so to speak, that it's time to start wearing this. I know in my own airplane, you know, you're going to get a face full of metal. There's not even a pad in there, you know, in the Daplin stuff. It's a light bar that's up there for the instrument panel lighting. I mean, nobody wants to hit their head on an instrument panel these days, or worse, have an airframe component come flying back at you. Let's talk about what you're doing at Lyft to make these things more comfortable, because we've all seen the big clunky helmets of the bygone era. You have put a lot of technology into your design. Tell me about that.
Of course. Yeah. So I'd say Lyft Aviation prides themselves on the technology that we choose to innovate with. You know, there's, like you said yourself, there's been a lot of, I wouldn't say complacency is an okay word to use, but I would say there's just not a lot of forward innovation behind the technology in the helmet space in the aviation community. So, you know, coming from the motocross space, coming from the hard hat industrial safety space, we've been able to kind of take those factories, those techniques, those technologies, and wrap them into what we call the AV1 and the AV2 currently is the offerings that we offer. The Coroid core is what I truly believe sets us apart from others.
And this is the 22% honeycomb core that you're looking at, that you're talking about.
Of course. Yes, sir. So for those that don't know what Coroid is, it's a honeycomb porous structure that's designed to take multiple impacts instead of one. So it's 100% porous, designed to relieve heat from the head the entire time while you're wearing it. And I'd say that for us, that Coroid core really allows us to set ourselves apart from some of the other legacy helmets on the market, in a sense that you're immediately 22-23% lighter. You're immediately 30+% stronger, better impact absorption across the board. And it's designed for top level ventilation. So, you have those people that are spending ample amount of time in the cockpit, flying their warbirds on a hot day in Arizona, whatever that might be. And those current legacy helmets are really trapping that heat, reducing focus in the cockpit, reducing longevity. And so weight, breathability, and reliability for us is the key focuses.
And the cool thing about your product is that your helmet is your helmet. The avionics that go in the helmet, that's really up to the user, isn't it?
That's 100% correct, Matt. We truthfully give our customers, and so does everybody else in the industry, your other competitors, your flight helmets, your Gibson and Bards and everybody else, we all strive to give our customers a level of customization. We realize that everybody's plane is different. Everybody's panel is different. Low impedance or high impedance, ANR or PNR, whatever that looks like for each customer, it's going to be different. And everybody's kind of expecting a different level of performance. So we really try to give our customers as much customization as possible.
Well, it's great stuff. Let's talk now about everything else that you make, including eyewear, shoes. You even have apparel. The shoes, this is something that everybody overlooks, but if you're flying a tailwheel airplane, you have something right. Really, really cool to offer.
Yeah, the shoes are kind of funny in nature, where when we started our company, everybody was like, what the heck, a pilot shoe? But to the same extent as a bowling shoe or a golf shoe or a soccer cleat, everybody's got to have that purpose-built technology for what they're doing. And I'd say it's a little gimmicky at first until you try them on and put them to use. And fortunately, but unfortunately, that's one of our top selling items. We struggle to keep it in stock, and we have restocks coming in monthly of that product. So it's pretty cool. That the Teflon heel sliders on the back is what make or break that shoe. It's designed to slide on the floor of the plane while you're working the rudder pedals, prevents any sort of floating, sticking, catching, of any sort of tennis shoe that you're currently wearing. But for us, it's really cool to be able to offer not only the head protection, but kind of the whole gambit of different items that a general aviation pilot could use.
Elevated apparel. Let's talk about this, because the difference in what you make and what everybody else is making, safety minded.
In a sense. Yeah. I'd say the Elevated Series apparel line has been kind of a brainchild of my own, in a sense that, coming from my own and the owner of our company has really tried to fine tune what this looks like as a high end apparel line for a pilot, a little bit different from your cotton glidden t-shirt. All of our stuff is moisture wicking, SPF resistant, multi-stretch, and it's made out of non-marring, super comfortable material. So as you're pre-flighting, as you're walking around cleaning the leading edge or anything like that, none of the buttons or snaps or zippers are going to scratch the plane or have anything to worry about. Easy to take off in the cockpit. All of that stuff has been thought about. So it's kind of just a different take on your everyday aviation t-shirt from Sun and Fun or whatnot. But we've had great success in it, and the industry is loving it so far. So feel free to check out our website. I know that we have an awesome discount going this next month on that stuff. But if anybody has any questions, we'd be happy to help them out.
The website is available on this show's story. It'll be liftaviationusa.com. And we'll get back to that. part of the helmet, and this is what I wanted to say for last year, part of the helmet is the optics in front of it. If you really want to complete the look, you have some cutting-edge optics out there. Your pure optics on up to the, well, I'll let you talk about the shroud on the visor, but dive into this just a little bit. You even make sunglasses to do this.
Yeah, I'd say the lens is crucial for top level performance in a flight helmet, and then also in a pair of sunglasses or a pair of safety glasses or whatever you decide to put that lens in.
And is this something you're changing out every year on average?
I wouldn't say every year, but we are innovating, continually innovating as always. So as customers say, you know, hey, we want to see that option. We're here to listen. We're here to create that stuff. So I'd say that we have some new color options, different low level flying lenses, so to speak, coming. But we try to do a good job, you know, in launching the product in a sense of offering as many lenses as we can. You know, those lenses, like I was saying earlier, Matt, are super crucial. If a pilot gets to the cockpit and there's any sort of glare or problem with the lens that they're using, you know, that's one more thing that distracts them, makes them unhappy, and can cause for a unideal experience, so to speak. So
yeah, no, I got
all of
that.
Our lenses are,
and they're affordable enough that you could replace it every year. They're very affordable, and you don't have to worry about, you know, having a pair of prescription sunglasses or whatever. You could wear your regular optics underneath that, and then put this on the outside of your helmet if you so choose.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny saying. We say, you know, you don't get any lens clash with our helmets. So we leave plenty of room underneath the lens. So if you do need to wear a bifocal or anything like that, there should be zero issues.
But, easy enough to do.
You know,
well, that's good stuff.
Exactly.
Well, the AV1, the core is in stock right now. Dive into this just a little bit. What are the options when you start looking at helmets from Lyft? Where would you recommend folks look? If they've not looked at anything else on your website, where should they go first?
Yeah, of course. You know, obviously helmet ordering and helmet safety can be a little daunting at first if you don't know a lot of the ins and outs or the lingo, so to speak. But the best way to start is honestly to take a look at the website, whether it's Lyft or Evolution or Gibson and Barnes or Gentex or whatever else. They all have the very similar order process, but take a look at the website, navigate to the standard level AV1 core, and click customize. Just spend some time going through the options and really taking a look at what we have to offer. And if you have any questions, you can give our office a call, and we have multiple members of the team here that are happy to walk through the entire process from start to finish with anybody that's interested. So the AV2, the AV1, both helmets are available and in stock. And I'd say that the best thing to keep in mind is don't hesitate to call. The helmet process is not the easiest. And we want to be able to handhold those customers through that process. So
sure. Sizing and all that stuff. Any question on that, call Braden, call his team, and figure this out. I love what you're saying, though. Wear a helmet. That's the most important part of this. And you go with, you know, any helmet company, the most important thing here is put one on whenever you fly. I don't like getting in the airplane without it. Mine has been under repair for a few weeks now. And, you know, I mean, the weather's perfect right now, but I got to tell you, I'm not going, because in the back of my mind, it's, you know, you'd be flying with just a regular headset, and there's no mission in my life to get in an airplane, right? I mean, it's just for fun. So it's like, hey,
right,
you know.
I think we're all kind of on the same page in a sense that, you know, it's super important. And in going to NWOC, you know, we get this experience every year. NWOC is designed to educate and involve people in how we can all fly safely and continue to keep these warbirds in the air. You know, Lyft Aviation started in the warbird space. It's where our heart is. So it's incredibly important for us that pilots continue to educate themselves and others on the importance of helmet protection. Like we said, any helmet is a helmet. Please put one on.
Well, there you go. So that's well
whatever
said.
Solution that is.
Yeah, put one on. That's the most important thing. Look, if you want the latest in technology, give Braden to them a call. Do not, and I mean this sincerely, do not put your head in something that has not been gone through. Don't pull one off of a popular website we all use to buy used stuff on. Don't just throw one on. Go have it at least gone through. Be safe and be smart about this. But Brayden, look, thanks for coming on for Safety Month, man. I really, really appreciate you coming on, and I hope you come back next year.
Matt, honestly, it's been a pleasure. I would like to say one more thing. You know, I think that what you're doing here with Warbird Radio is absolutely fantastic, passing that education along. So on behalf of Lyft Aviation, any of the listeners that are currently listening to this episode, go ahead and shoot me an email directly. BRAYDN at LyftAviationUSA.com. If you feel so inclined to want to ask any questions or actually decide to purchase a helmet, I'll give you $100 discount on either of our models calling from this episode. So that's go ahead and awesome. Shoot me an email directly. We'd love to lower that barrier for these customers and these pilots to really give them confidence to put their head in a helmet. So that offer stands. We'll run that through April 1st. So
that's awesome.
Go ahead and give me that information, and we look forward to speaking with anybody that has any questions.
And if it's after April 1st and you're just hearing this, send him an email anyway. Just trust me, Brayden's the kind of guy you want to talk to. And look, you got to tell your family when you buy this thing or any helmet. And I'm telling you, if you had a conversation with them and you said, look, I'm considering this one. It's kind of old school, I know, but I like the look. I'm also considering this one. It's got the latest and greatest technology. Which one do you think your family's going to choose for you? That's all I'm going to say about that. Call Brayden and send him an email. Brayden Lentz from Lyft Aviation, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll be back with more on Safety Month as the month of March rolls on here on Warbird Radio. It's officially airshow time, by the way. First one that I'll be at with Warbird Radio and announcing will be in Yuma, Arizona, down there at Marine Corps Air Station Yuma. I look forward to seeing you out there on the road as airshow season 2025 kicks off. I'm Matt Jolly. Thanks for being here. So long for now.
This is Warbird Radio.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.